At the 10th Annual Ag Issues Forum, I'm visiting with David Hollenreich with Bayer Crop Science. And David, what we'd like to talk about with you here is just a little bit about the product innovations and maybe a little bit about what's in the pipeline. Let's just start there with Bayer.
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, we're blessed at Bayer to have invested significantly in ag research over the years. And in fact, we invest about $1.1 billion annually in R&D. And, you know, the fruits of the labor really are showing great promise in 2015 as we're launching several new products. And some of these are really going to be game-changing and enable farmers to do even more. And examples of that, Chuck, would be we've got a new seed treatment product called Alevo. And Alevo will help farmers defend against a pest that they really don't have a lot of control mechanisms for today, and that's sudden death syndrome. So when paired with Poncho Votivo, which is our market-leading seed treatment product today, Alevo will allow the farmer to not only control insects, but also nematodes and now SDS. So it's showing great promise. And if you think back to 2014, not many fields that I didn't see SDS in across many of the states that you cover.
Now, we've heard a lot already here at this conference about some of the challenges, the need for real serious innovation and different thinking as we move forward, whether that's with our former astronaut who spoke or here in the ag sector to feed a growing population. What is it that Bayer's doing to try to, you know, keep ahead of the curve, so to speak, for that need we have?
Well, it's really two things, and you know, it goes back to what are the farmers' needs to enable them to grow a greater crop. So we do a lot of work to basically understand, you know, what are the challenges they face, whether it be weed resistance, whether it be insect challenges, whether that be citrus psyllid in California or Florida. Really, it goes back to, you know, what are the pressing needs that don't allow them to produce the type of crop that we need. And recognize that with, you know, some 9.6 billion people by the year 2050 with changing dietary habits, we need about 70 or 80% improvement in productivity. That's pretty large. So, you know, basic science is important, but understanding the pest pressures and the challenges that farmers face are also important. And as these two collide, it's about making sure our research focuses on both yield gain and overcoming the challenges they face. And you know, as we think forward, you know, $1.1 billion from Bayer Crop Science, you know, that seems like a lot of money. But the reality is to do everything that we need to do to reach that 70% yield goal, it's going to take the entire industry really, you know, plowing the same direction and making sure that we're synergistic in how we operate.
Well, as we kind of conclude here, just anything else in this area of, you know, your product innovation and pipeline you might want to let folks know about?
Yeah, a couple things. We're also launching a brand new herbicide for corn farmers that I think will be really important and will create a lot of interest, called Diflex. And farmers are used to the technology, the basic chemistry that's used here. It's dicamba. But we're combining it with a proprietary safener that allows for a broader application window and allows for a greater safety on sensitive hybrids. So I think this will be a great new tool. We're also launching a new soybean brand called Credenz that will bring our trait technology on our germplasm platform to enable farmers to experience greater weed control. And, you know, we're also bringing new insecticides to the market. New nematode management options to the market. So we've got a lot of new technologies and really blessed to bring a lot of new solutions to farmers. But, you know, I think the other thing that we really need innovation in is how we dialogue about agriculture. You know, the discussion earlier about space was fascinating in that it's really enabled us to grow in agriculture. We need to grow in agriculture in other areas. We need to be advocates. We need to really describe the benefits of modern production agriculture and be on the forefront of taking on some of the challenges that are in our way and really open a dialogue with people that maybe, you know, aren't filled with the understanding that farmers are, because farmers are well trusted, and we just need to give them the courage to speak up about this great industry.
Well, that's certainly part of the theme and what we're talking about here at this Ag Issues Forum. And in fact, having farmers here who are doing just what you're saying, or at least maybe honing their skills even. So thank you very much, David, for talking with me here, and for Bayer Crop Science for having AgWire.com in again this year to cover your conference. So here from the 10th Annual Ag Issues Forum, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.